Explore the world's hidden wonders on the Atlas Obscura podcast. A village in India where everyone's name is a song. A boiling river in the Amazon. A spacecraft cemetery in the middle of the ocean. Every day, the Atlas Obscura podcast will blow your mind in 15 minutes. You can find it on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to follow the show so you never miss an episode.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor-adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon. We're back, and we hope everyone enjoyed their spring break as much as we did.
So much free time to read the news.
Rage scream into pillows.
Whatever else people are doing with their time these days besides being abjectly miserable.
I'm sure you guys found some fun stuff to do too. But our rest is over. The cast bios are out, and that means it's time to see who Becca will be dating.
Let's do the damn thing.
Oh, Emma, God.
Had to do it once.
Not off to a good start.
No one else isn't off to a good start. The way they redid the cast bios this year.
I don't know. It feels personal. It feels directed at us.
Like, you had so much fun making fun of all the dumb answers these guys put on their insane questionnaires. We're going to take that away from you.
Yeah. Like, it feels, it's like not enough that they have Chris Harrison announce the contestants and make little, like, cracks about their bios. Which is what we do, Chris. Stay in your lane.
But Chris needs a new job now that he's only down to like 1 minute of airtime per episode.
Well, doesn't he also do like Miss America?
Mm-hmm.
And
he does.
Something
okay,
else.
Fine. He has other things to do besides host The Bachelor.
He just flies from set to set around the world and pops in for like 30 seconds, waves at the camera, and leaves. It's hard to keep up with that.
I don't know.
Kind
it sounds like a good life.
Yeah. No, he seems happy. Good for him.
Do we have any initial trends that have jumped out at us from this crop of poorly posed gentlemen?
Well, I mean, first of all, once you turn all of their bios into, instead of little fun facts, they're all just bios, they all start to seem more similar.
Yeah.
Because it really highlights that, like, yeah, this is a guy. He's from a place and he likes to do his job in an office and then go to the beach on the weekends. And that's like all of them.
And they all love life.
And they're all like self-proclaimed something. Someone wrote these for them because there are some very similar. It's like he's a self-proclaimed weekend warrior. What does that mean?
I think what happened is that they still had them fill out that questionnaire, and it was things like, are you a weekend warrior or a, you know, weekday
warrior?
I don't know. And then they tasked some intern with turning a few pieces of each questionnaire into coherent sentences, which is just a waste of everyone's time.
Yeah, this is not better. Some other trends we noticed, and this is also, I think, again, maybe something that would be true in the past, but it's highlighted by this format, is that like a lot of them work in finance. Several of them are pro athletes.
It feels like almost more pro athletes than usual.
I do think there are more pro athletes than usual, but that might also, like, sometimes a profession might be obscured because like they get a fun like profession name, like chicken enthusiast, and then it doesn't tell you what they actually do in the bio.
Or there's a lot of like former pro swimmer, like with Robbie.
Yeah.
Swam in college.
And then has done nothing else since then. Whereas here we get, like, social media participant. It's like, what? That's a wacky job title. But then in the bio, you find out that he's, like, a model or whatever and jigs up. You know, there's no mystery. So we know exactly how many of them are models. Several. I didn't actually count them.
There seems to be an okay amount of racial diversity.
And several people who immigrated either at very young ages or later in childhood to the U.S.
Right, or our first generation. And yeah. I found that interesting that they chose to really highlight that because that's often not something that we see focused on. I mean, I'm sure there have been men and women on the show who are the children of immigrants or are immigrants themselves. But we rarely see that, you know, played up, especially when there's only three sentences to sell you on someone.
I'm thinking of like Jubilee and Christina, and I can't really off the top of my head think of.
And those are both like very traumatic stories of immigration.
I am wondering, like, I feel like they're tipping their hand to some things that might in the past have been hidden until they were on a one-on-one date. And then they'd be like, well, actually, my family is from Haiti. And, like, here's how that went down. We didn't find out all that much about people's deep backstories and the old bios.
True.
If you can't tell, we are not fans of the new bios.
No, I don't even know what to talk about. They're all blending together into, like, a Ken doll of various shades mix.
We also have to talk about the
hair.
I mean, everything about the headshots. I know we always say they're too photoshopped, but they seriously, some of them look CGI.
I feel like the women, the women's headshots for the last season were better than these.
I think they are trying to make it a little more loose and natural.
No more white background.
Right. And they several people pointed out that they seem to have relaxed what appeared to be a firm V-neck rule. There are a lot of jackets in these photos.
You know, a bit of style. There's a lot of button-ups with a blazer over it.
Yeah. Clay is wearing what looks like a velvet mock turtleneck for some reason. But we're going to get into that. We're gonna
go man by man.
One by one, and we're going to see what we can find out about these
guys. Should we do that?
Yes, let's start.
Alex.
He's 31.
Okay.
He's a construction manager.
Okay.
Here's the thing about this group of men that I also noticed. They're pretty young. Like, Alex is one of, I think, a few who are 30 or older. There are a lot of, like, 25-year-olds, 26-year-olds.
Am I just noticing this more because now I'm in that oldest bracket? Like, I want to see a few guys who I might consider dating. That's part of the fun.
Well, Alex is 31.
Yeah, he looks fine.
He's a construction manager in Atlanta, Georgia. I think he's a very viable option for you.
He really loves country music.
He is a self-proclaimed country music lover, which is one of those turns of phrase I mentioned. It keeps popping up. When you say someone is a self-proclaimed something, I feel like it either implies that it's a bad thing and you're like, don't worry, they said that they're that thing.
Or it's a fake thing.
Or it's like you doubt that they are. It's like he's a self-proclaimed country music lover, but he's never listened to Johnny Cash. You know what I mean? Like, what is self-proclaimed supposed
to... Alex only likes mainstream country.
He hasn't even listened to the new Kacey Musgraves album. I mean, but it's like, what function... Why not just say a country music lover? That means the exact same thing.
Clearly someone gave the interns like a fill in the blanks.
A self-proclaimed blank.
Blank.
Alex enjoys
blank.
Spending time with his blank.
And going to
blank
on the weekends.
So Alex enjoys spending time with his dog, Donzi, and taking trips to the beach with his boat, which I just, it's hard for me not to envision him like tucking a boat under his arm, heading.
Come on,
jaunting off to the beach. When he's not on the water, you can find Alex hitting the ski slopes out west. This is another thing I noticed. A lot of them have very expensive hobbies. Like, there was one guy whose hobbies...
Well, they do like to cast rich people on the show.
Well, sure. It's aspirational. But there was one guy whose hobbies were all, like, skiing, mountain climbing, or spending time at his family's beach house. And I was like, is there a single thing you enjoy that it does not cost, like, millions of dollars? I mean, okay.
Well, don't worry. He'll probably end up giving some speech to Becca saying... But if it was just the two of us in a garbage box,
oh my God,
I would be happy.
I wish they would give that prompt on every. What if it were just you guys in a garbage box? Alex is very generic looking, but he has kind of a shit-eating grin.
Very chiclety teeth.
Yeah. Not chiclet, like the genre fiction.
No, like chiclets.
Yes.
Like the gum.
They're very white, and they're all the same size, and they keep going forever.
I'm shocked he's not a dental hygienist, honestly.
You know what they say,
I don't know.
It's like, this is so embarrassing. It's that old aphorism that's like, doctors' wives die young and shoemakers' children go barefoot or something.
I have not heard this.
But the idea being...
I'm learning so much today, Claire.
You know, it's the dental hygienist whose teeth suffer the most because they're so busy fixing other people's teeth.
I don't know. Every single dental hygienist I've ever had has perfect teeth, and it makes me feel very anxious.
Yeah, okay. In reality, I don't think this aphorism is true. Okay, next up is Blake. Blake is 28, and he is a sales rep.
From Bailey, Colorado. Blake is maybe one of the only ones that I am like, oh, you're cute. I think he's very cute.
We also saw him. I think he'll be cuter in person, too.
Well, we saw him. He was one of the four that were introduced on After the Final Rose.
I've forgotten all of them.
Yeah, he's not the one with the accent, and he's not the banjo guy. He came in on, like, a horse or something. And a
Oh, he was the horse guy.
Yes, the horse guy.
That was a bad idea.
He's cute.
He is cute, though.
He considers himself a modern romantic.
He believes that
I kind of like that.
Yeah, he believes that two people need to be independent in order to truly love each other. So he's looking for his equal match.
Okay, I'm on board with Blake. I'm easy. I'm like, oh, he's cute and he likes equality. Done.
And he was a college athlete and is a great swing dancer. See, this is what we're talking about. Not a lot of meat in these bios. If we were doing fun facts at the beginning of like a college seminar or a new job, and Blake was like, my secret talent is swing dancing, everyone would be like, really? That's the funnest fact about you? Get out of here. Next is Chase. Chase is 27. He is an advertising VP.
He looks like a movie villain.
So this, I had a very specific reaction to Chase, which is that to me, he looks like the boyfriend in like a Hallmark movie who never has time for his sweet girlfriend, played by Lacey Chabert, because work is calling, babe. I'm sorry.
He's always on his cell phone.
And then he sees, like, the real love interest, who's, like, a small-town baker, and is like, oh, hey, buddy, we'll just take two of the muffins. Thanks.
He's also always wearing a suit.
Always.
Always in a suit, always on his cell phone, calling the office.
Yes. Sorry,
just the
babe,
office,
it's the office.
Generally.
I gotta take this. I'll make it up to you later, babe.
Well, Chase is an advertising VP in Florida.
So maybe he is always in a suit.
That's true. He also played baseball in college. They're all athletes.
Yeah.
Fewer personal trainers, more athletes.
I had no idea what a large dating pool there was of men who played sports in college. Like,
I haven't dated any of them.
I know, me neither. How did I? Well, that's not entirely true. I did date someone who played Ultimate in college.
That doesn't
and that
count.
Fully counts.
No.
He was very athletic.
I dated someone who played Ultimate also. I don't count that.
And fun fact about Chase, he's excited to embrace wherever life takes him. I hate all these people.
Oh, God.
Next is Chris. He's 30.
He also looks like a movie villain, but a different brand.
My theory about Chris is that he looks like Ben Stiller and Ryan Reynolds had a baby.
Except less attractive than both of them.
Well, that's often what happens when you combine two attractive but distinctive looking people. It's like, do the features really
combo.
Work together? I mean, it's more like they put their faces into like a what would my baby look like site.
Yes, they're layered over each other. He and all of these people are probably more charming and better looking in person. These headshots are notoriously awkward, but, you know, we're just calling it like
we see
it.
We're excited to come back to you after the premiere and be like, holy shit, Chris is the hottest man I've ever seen. But right now we just can't say that based on this. He is a sales trainer. I do not know what that means.
Like he trains other salespeople? What do they sell?
You know what they say, if you can't sell.
Train.
Train people to sell.
In Orlando.
He is originally from New York, and he has embraced the sunny Florida life since he was a kid.
Oh,
I don't know what that means.
Chris
either.
Harrison said he's drama.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Do you think he has a secret girlfriend? Or do you think
I hope so. We haven't had enough of those. I want a secret girlfriend. I want an affair with someone in production.
Yes. I don't think we've ever had one of the men have an affair with someone in production.
No, because it was the crew member that jumped out of the window, right?
Yeah, and broke his leg.
Yeah.
And it was also, there was that whole
Rosalind
plot line about,
Papa, back in the day.
Yeah.
During Jake Pavelka season.
Which she says was fabricated.
Right. I know. I need to know the truth.
Yeah. Me too.
Roslyn, call us.
We have had before someone who had dated a producer before.
Wasn't it Ari?
Was it Ari?
Who dated Cassie Lambert? I think
Yeah.
Yeah, but like way before she, yeah.
Ari's just a diffuse series of plot points to me at this point. He doesn't hang together. Chris studied health service administration and is extremely passionate about fitness and health. My favorite thing about Chris is that he comes from a family of successful entrepreneurs that retired in their 40s, and he's determined to do the same.
He's got 10 years of work.
These people...
Chris, a life with Chris is committing to Chris... sitting around the house after the next decade.
Yeah. These people are extremely loathable, and I think that is, like, the height of it.
At first I thought you were pronouncing lovable.
Lovable.
Weirdly, so and then lovable. I realized it was loathable.
It's just hateable doesn't seem strong enough to me. But...
Moving on to Christian.
I do have to say, I look forward to Chris not being able to do that and then just being bitter for the rest of his life when he's like 47.
47 and still has to work.
I mean, come on.
Okay, Chris, some of us will have to work till we're 75.
He's a sales trainer. Like, I'm sorry, you can't retire in your 40s just from like doing just like an okay professional job.
What is his entrepreneurial spirit? Like, how is that being channeled in training salespeople?
I mean, it's true. There is a great gaping void of entrepreneurial people who care about fitness in the world, and not enough people out there like starting gyms or boot camps, and I think he could really meet that need. Next is Christian. He is 28 and
he's
a banker.
A Mexican immigrant.
Yes. He and his mother moved to the U.S. when he was 3. Christian has a head start with me because he played semi-professional soccer, and he... is pretty cute, although I think he will be cuter
in person
because weird headshot.
No, it's a weird headshot, but there's something about, like, you can tell that he has potential to be cuter.
I also tend to feel like soccer players are the cutest athletes.
That I would agree. Swimmers are pretty good too.
I think we all have our own favorite athlete type, and
I feel like I've never
as women.
Well,
please don't send me mean emails.
I've never heard anyone be like, soccer players. Hate them.
Yeah, they're so ugly with their perfectly proportional toned bodies. Anyway.
I mean, again, neither of us have dated a soccer player, so this is purely conjecture.
No, I've never had that experience, but I personally played soccer until I was at least 12 years old. So
also, Christian seems to have led a pretty charmed life because his biggest fear, date fear, is spilling something on himself, specifically in front of the Bachelorette.
Christian would not last a day inside my brain because I have spilled something on myself on every first date I think I've ever been on.
I'm an incredibly clumsy person.
Yeah.
So
I was once on a first date with a guy that I was really liking so far. And so I naturally poured basically an entire whiskey soda in my lap. Like, I just missed my mouth as I was tilting it to drink and just poured it on my lap. And then I did the same thing on my first date with Greg because I was drinking out of the straw of the drink, but I also tilted it. So several times I have just poured a drink on myself.
That's charming.
You know what? People love it. They're like, oh, he's flustered. He must really like me.
So endearing.
Let's make out. Next is Kristen.
But Chris Harrison said that for some reason, for the first half of first part of the season, they refer to him as Chris S.
Oh, does Christian also go as Chris?
No.
They just call him Chris S for some reason.
Yeah, Chris Harrison was saying, I don't really know why we didn't go by his given name at first, but we didn't.
Maybe Christian and Kristen seemed too close.
Maybe that's why.
They didn't want to have like a Jesse Palmer situation. Oh, sorry, not you. No, I meant Kristen. Please get back in line.
He is a former Harlem Globetrotter.
Have you ever
lives in
seen
LA.
The Harlem Globetrotters perform?
I don't know that I have ever seen them perform live.
It's quite a sight.
Pretty cool.
I went when I was like probably 11. or 12 to see them perform. And at the time, I was not a super precocious kid in this regard. I really thought they were playing a real NBA team and they were just so much better. And I kept like asking, why don't they just win the championship every year? Like, they're clearly so much better than this other team. And my poor dad was like, well, it's not really like that. I just like could not conceive of the concept, but it's a pretty good experience.
I really hope that there is a date tailored to show off his skills. I want to see some dunking.
He's a professional dunker now.
That's an actual talent and an actual fun fact.
Yeah. Although I do wonder what the next step is after professional dunking.
I don't know. What do other former Harlem Globetrotters do?
You could train dunkers.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And he hopes finding love with the Bachelorette will be a layup.
Oh, God, the puns start already.
So bad.
They're terrible.
This isn't the most offensive one, but there is something a little off about it. And I have to imagine, given how consistent they are throughout, that the puns were completely generated by production with no input from the guys at all. Next is Clay. Clay is a pro football player. He's 30. And apparently he like plays football now. Like, he currently plays football professionally.
Chris Harrison said something to the effect of, I know we often say people are quote-unquote professional athletes, but he's actually a professional athlete. Yes, he plays in the NFL or played. There seems to be, I don't know, he had signed a one-year deal with the Saints, but ended up on IR. What is IR?
Injured reserve.
Injured reserve. Oh, okay. Yeah. So he had an injury.
A lot of ambient knowledge I've just picked up from living with Greg.
Yeah, I am not one to, I shouldn't say anything about football. I know absolutely nothing. I mean, that's not true. I know what like downs are, but
what's a down?
I'm not gonna explain.
If you don't know what a down is, don't listen to this podcast. So the other thing about Clay, he was like maybe the first person that I was scrolling through the bios and I was like, I'm pretty sure that this headshot is fully just CGI. I don't know what it
it's
is.
It's a very odd facial expression that he's making.
He's got a weird slight, it's like an uncanny facial expression where I'm like, it's so close to what a human facial expression looks like, but something about it seems wrong. I think it's also that his eyes are really wide set. We also have a couple guys with really close set eyes. But I'm looking forward, he's one of the people I'm really looking forward to seeing what he looks like in real life.
I mean, from his other photos, he looks cute. It's like from the photos of him on the internet because he is an NFL player.
I believe that. And I also look forward to seeing him in something other than what, again, appears to be a velvet mock turtleneck.
There were a lot of choices made.
Yeah, choices were made.
Also,
and that's all we care to say
Clay
about it.
Clay never curses because he's a true gentleman. He would not like me.
What's he going to think about Becca? Becca says damn every other word.
I wonder if he considers that a curse word.
Maybe he thinks it's okay for ladies to curse, but not gentlemen.
I guess
that's
we'll
what
see.
I think. All right. Next is Colton. Colton is 26.
He is Ellie Raceman's ex.
And he is. Oh, wait, really?
He's also an NFL player or former NFL player.
Interesting.
Oh, he's never played in a regular season NFL game, but he dated Ellie Raceman, which is why people know him. He asked her out kind of publicly.
How? What?
If you remember this happening.
I don't.
No?
Why did he ask her out publicly?
Here is an article from The Cut from 2016. Unknown NFL player tries to get attention by asking Ellie Raceman out in video.
And it worked.
Yes, it did work.
But then they broke up in August 2017.
But that's actually, they dated for a while.
Yeah. It was a fairy tale romance, according to the New York Post. Well, ugh. You know what, Colton? I don't care about your beautiful blue eyes.
At least they'll be nice to look at. He is cute. He's very blonde for me, but he's cute.
He was named after the Indianapolis Colts, which is such a bummer. Like, speaking as a...
That means...
An Indiana
nothing
native.
To me.
And he has dedicated himself to helping children fighting cystic fibrosis.
That's good.
When he's not working on his charity, he's spending time with his family and his dog, Sniper.
Another man with a dog.
He named his dog Sniper.
That's creepy.
That's a bad sign. But other than that, this is like the prototypical bio of like good on paper guy. Former football player who's into charity and spending time with his family and dog. Like, who wouldn't want that aside from me because I hate football and I don't want a dog? We're going to get back to you guys.
Connor, he has a very intense hairstyle.
He's got the Luke.
Luke, Robbie.
Full upsweep. I'm thinking
Jordan.
Of Luke, the racist one right now. Is that Luke?
Lee.
He's at the full Lee.
I was thinking of when all the guys from JoJo season
that
had the
too.
Same hairstyle. It's kind
but
of this
his
one.
Is,
but with
Luke's
more
hair
volume.
Was sort of short.
That's
and
true.
I remember Lee's being very distinct.
Swoopy.
It was like larger than like half his head. And that's what we're seeing
with
Connor.
That's what Connor has. He's a fitness coach, shocker, from Florida.
He's got some real dimples going.
He had the opportunity to play pro baseball.
That
but
makes it
he
sound,
didn't.
It makes it sound like it was like a charitable offer or something. They're like, you
the
can,
Atlanta
you can
Braves
come play
will
for
take
us
you.
If you want. And then he dove into his current profession as a health and wellness coach.
Because health and fitness are his number one priorities.
And he's 25. I really feel like it's a pretty young crop.
God, that does not... That makes me nervous for the next Bachelor. I'm already thinking about the next Bachelor.
They're just going to keep getting younger and younger. Next is Darius, 26, who is a pharmaceutical sales rep, which bodes well for what he looks like in person because we know that it's a very selective profession.
You have to be charming.
Oh, he's cute. And
he is cute.
Is a Milwaukeean who loves to dance.
But he lives in Sherman Oaks, California.
And he
He's been to more than 11 countries in the past few years. I want to know what the countries are. Come on.
Well, they're saving that for his date. What countries have you been to, Darius?
And he just sits there and lists them off one by one.
God, these are so bland. Next is David. David is 25, and he is a venture capitalist. That is way too young to be a venture capitalist.
This man
Where did the capital come from?
Also a sociopath because he loves guacamole but hates avocado. You're dead to me, David.
It just doesn't mean anything. It's like it's not like saying I love wine but I hate grapes. It's like it's closer to I love M&Ms but I hate chocolate. Like the avocado aspect of guacamole
is the aspect
it is
of guacamole.
Not shrouded at all. Like there are plenty of versions of guacamole you might order that are basically just mashed up
avocado. It doesn't make sense. You can't hate avocado and love guacamole.
No, it's just not. It's not possible. You can't be like, I love pizza, but I hate cheese. Like these things are like integrally linked. And again, I find it weird that he is a venture capitalist at such a young age.
Oh, this is the guy that loves spending time at his family's beach house.
Yes.
And also golfing.
Fitness, golfing,
oh, I hate him.
Skiing, and spending time with his family at their beach house. This kid must have grown up bathing in money.
Yeah. And he's only 25. Oh, he's terrible.
Again, a venture capitalist is someone who like has a bunch of money and just makes risky investments with it. I don't understand how you can be a 25-year-old venture capitalist unless you...
You are a trust fund baby.
Yes.
Well.
Well, I'm
that
so
all
happy for him.
Then we have Grant. He looks like he could be a venture capitalist, but he's an electrician.
A fourth-generation electrician.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And he...
That's about all we know about him, so.
Yeah. And
he's sarcastic.
He's sarcastic.
I have nothing to say. Moving
on. You know
what,
ABC really fucked us this time. Thanks a lot. Garrett. Garrett looks sort of startled in that his eyes are very, very open.
He also looks like he could be cuter in person.
I could see it. And he is 29. He is a medical sales rep. Like several other of the gentlemen this season, he is a true outdoorsman.
A strike against him is that he's perfecting his Chris Farley impression.
He's excited to find love with the Bachelorette down by the river, which is a joke I don't understand.
Same.
Is it a joke?
I don't know. Is it a callback?
Is it a threat? I don't know.
To fly fishing? Or is it a Chris Farley reference I'm not understanding?
Yeah. If it's not in Tommy Boy, I don't know it. And even if it is in Tommy Boy, I probably have forgotten it.
It is a Chris Farley thing from SNL.
That's a pretty dated, like, impression to be doing.
Yes. It's a character he played between 93 and 97.
When Garrett was, like, 5 years old.
Yeah, he's, like, our age.
Exactly. And when Chris Farley was on SNL, I was not old enough to watch SNL. But my family was quite strict. Jake is 29 and a marketing consultant. Jake also looks like the bad boyfriend in a Lifetime movie.
Well,
but
apparently,
like, his expression is sort of like, I've been too busy with work, babe, but this weekend it's just going to be
care.
Us.
Right. Like, yeah. He's trying. He has the intention.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the follow through.
He's got like a warm smile and he's like, it's just you and me. I'm focused on you. Oh, sorry. That's work. I got to take it.
Chris Harrison. Oh, one thing about Garrett is that Chris Harrison seemed like very into the idea that he and Becca have a very good connection. So Garrett's probably one to watch.
Interesting.
Jake apparently has a past with Becca.
Oh,
they're both from
past.
Minneapolis, and they have some sort of history, but Chris said that they disagree as to what that history is. So who knows? I'm sure we'll see something about that come up on night one.
Is it going to be a thing where he's like, remember when we dated? And she's like, what
we
do you
didn't?
Mean?
I hope that's it.
That would be incredible. He's also, he's been a motocross racer since the age of 13, which does not jibe with what I'm getting from his image.
Mm-mm.
But good for him. And he has jumped off the third highest bungee jump in the world.
Another good fun fact.
You know what I am getting from this is they're not going to waste an adrenaline date on him.
No way.
Like,
that wouldn't be fun.
Bungee jumping will leave him totally unflapped.
Also, he's a hopeless romantic who likes to write poems, which makes me really hope that he does not make it far. I can't have...
That's some grim foreshadowing right
there. Yeah, I cannot have someone writing, you know, intense poetry to Becca. It's just, it's painful.
You need to watch. He's going to show up with a poem the first night.
Right. God damn it.
And it's going to be a poem about their shared
past. About their past.
And their future. Jason is 29 and he is a senior.
He's styled like
baker.
A 55-year-old.
Like a 55-year-old used car salesman. He's got like longish slicked back hair.
Kind of greasy looking hair.
And a plaid.
A checkered gray sport coat.
Yeah. Oh my God, Nick, that is so true. Nick just typed in our doc, looks like the bad guy in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, Andrew, what's his name?
He does look exact. He looks like the guy who's competing for Bianca, right?
Yeah. What's his name? Andrew Keegan. Yeah.
Wow.
He does look like Andrew Keegan. A little less chiseled.
This is a slightly less chiseled version of this greasy TV villain. Are you interested?
Andrew Keegan was quite chiseled.
I mean, he's a beautiful man.
Yeah. That was also his thing because he would hold up the headshots of his modeling photos.
Yeah. And be like, this is more of a catalog look. Jason is more like he's taken Andrew Keegan in 10 Things I Hate About You as his style icon, but he doesn't really have the goods to back it up, which is fair. I once brought in a photo of Sophia Bush on Chicago Fire to my hairdresser, and then at the end I was like, why don't I look like this? And she was like, your face is a different shape. I don't know what to tell you. We all feel like we can look like our icons. Anyway.
Do we?
Deep down, but then we're wrong. We're wrong.
We all have our dreams dashed.
Yeah.
Of looking like a completely different person.
I'm just like, I think this haircut will look the same on me. Anyway, Jason is a Buffalo Bills fan, and he likes to sing Disney songs.
That's endearing.
There are a lot of women who are into that, and I hope that Becca is one of them. For me, I would be like, this is such a gift to so many women out there, but not to me. So take it. Take your gift of loving Disney songs.
Oh, see, I would enjoy that.
Yeah. So then you should definitely hit Jason up.
He's also apparently a, quote, blue-collar good guy. That's
Wait,
how
what?
That is how
what do you mean
blue collar good guy
He's a successful banker.
I don't know. That's
gold.
How Chris Harrison described it. Maybe his family is blue collar.
Or does Chris just not know what blue collar means?
Or Chris just thinks everyone who's from Buffalo is blue collar. I don't
know. Jason is like the prototypical white
collar. He's a corporate banker. It's not blue collar. For some reason, Chris described him as blue collar.
That is the definition of white collar.
I think he just believes that everyone from Buffalo is blue collar.
You know what, Chris? That says more about you. And Jason is hoping to sing his way into the Bachelorette's heart.
Stop with these final lines.
Yeah.
Of these bios. I know that these guys didn't write them, so yeah.
I feel like production is tipping their hand because now I'm like, Jason is almost definitely going to show up singing on the first
night. A whole
new
world.
A whole new world or something. And something they could get the rights to. Well, I guess Disney is.
Yeah.
How convenient. But Disney and ABC are part of the same company. But, like, I don't want to know what the weird stunts are going to be ahead of time. You know? Emma disagrees.
Well, I guess, you know, we won't know until we see night one.
It just feels like quite a hint.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back to break down all of the rest of Becca's nondescript gentleman suitors. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Lately, my social battery has actually been full to bursting. I feel like I've barely been able to see anyone all winter, especially with little kids at home and constant daycare bugs. And I'm just like dying to get out there and see some people. And, you know, it's actually been kind of hard at times over the winter to feel like I'm just desperate to see friends and I don't have time to do it.
I feel like we're constantly trying to regulate like what's the correct amount of social energy, what kind of space do we need to carve out to actually give ourselves the space to socialize, what space do we need to carve out to give ourselves time to actually recharge. Either way, therapy can give you some self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery or store it up a little too much.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/lovetoseeit today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lovetoseeit. Okay, so you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what comes next.
If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola.
With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually even enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or, you know, from your couch, which is certainly how, if I was planning a wedding, I would definitely want to do it as loungily as possible.
So important.
I also just know myself. I know that planning any kind of event, like even a birthday party, can get very stressful. And so it's been really cool to see friends use Zola. It really seems to make everything a lot less stressful. And as a frequent wedding attender, I love to be able to hop on that Zola registry and just purchase a gift. Easy peasy. I know I've done it. I won't forget. Thank you, Zola.
Yeah, everything's all in the same place. It's perfect. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
If you have a cat, you want your cat to be healthy and happy because, of course, that makes you happy.
But since, you know, people aren't mind readers, we don't always know when our cats are unwell.
So helping us keep tabs on our cat's health is just one reason you should use Pretty Litter.
Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell.
Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust.
Here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It actually changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness in your cats, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues.
Plus, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door in a small, lightweight bag.
Our producer, Talon, has started using Pretty Litter for his cats, and he is a huge fan already. He's found that, like, the crystals really do soak up that odor, and cleaning the litter box is easier than it's ever been because it doesn't get all like weird and clumpy inside, which I remember so well from cleaning my cat's litter box.
Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on your cat's health and keep odors down.
You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do.
Go to prettylitter.com/LTSI and use code LTSI to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/LTSI, code LTSI to save 20%.
prettylitter.com/LTSI, code LTSI.
Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list.
If, like us, that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better.
One study even found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Oh man, could have saved so much time. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I recently was in France and Portugal, and I was trying my hand at getting more comfortable with French, really brushing up a little bit. And I found Babbel so helpful. I'm not going to say that I like arrived all fluent, but I did feel much more comfortable ordering food in restaurants, asking for directions, reading signs, speaking to people when I was buying something without having to constantly be consulting a language app.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners.
Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get 55% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let me set the scene. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at actually unbeatable prices.
I love it.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. We truly love to see it.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince, and I actually have a couple recent Quince purchases that I'm really excited about. I just ordered the Glow Boho hoops to have like kind of a chunkier version of my usual gold hoops to wear like maybe on a date night or something. And they are beautiful. They're everything I dreamed of.
Indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/LTSI. Okay.
Next is Jean Blanc.
Jean Blanc is 31.
Respectable age. And he is a connoisseur.
Yeah. And
connoisseur of cologne.
In the old days, that would have been all we knew about him. But because we have these bios, we know that he actually works in finance. And the cologne thing is more like a hobby.
He just really enjoys cologne, which is not a plus.
No.
That makes me nervous. Like, would he show up in a room and I just immediately have an allergy attack?
Well, maybe because he's a colognoisseur, maybe it's like being into really fine wine. It's like you don't drink as much wine. You just really
savor
it.
Know the good stuff.
Maybe he just is like, I know what the right cologne is, and I'm just going to stab it.
I just
really
worry
lightly
about any man who has a collection of colognes.
I mean, it might not be the guy for you.
That's what this is about, Claire, my new boyfriend.
I'm really disappointed that we won't be able to smell and assess.
I hope Becca will react.
Yeah, like if she steps back and it's like, whoa, you smell amazing, then we'll know it's too strong.
We also learn that Jean Blanc was born in Haiti and immigrated with his family to Boston when he was 2 years old. And then got a master's degree at Duke.
Yeah.
Smart guy.
And he worked as an engineer in Memphis. He's just had a whole...
many lives.
And he continues to add to his very impressive cologne collection. I need pictures of this. I need like a Diggy style tour of his home. Ooh, and where I hope he stores his
colognes. Glamour usually does that, like catching up with some of the guys as they pack.
Yeah.
I hope Jean Blanc is one of them. And I hope he's just piling bottles of cologne into his suitcases.
I mean, if he's a real colognosseur, I expect him to have a special cologne carrying case with like little foam.
One for each rose ceremony.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't be caught wearing the same dress to two different rose ceremonies. Why would cologne be any different? Joe is 31 and a grocery store owner. And he's also actually a finance guy, like again and again.
Formerly one of the youngest traders on the Chicago Stock Exchange. But now he actually is a grocery store owner.
And where his family has roots, apparently. He's
following in the family business of grocery store ownership and management.
And we learned that Joe is successful in produce, but unsuccessful in love. He's ripe and ready to be picked by the Bachelorette.
They need to hire some better copywriters.
That sort of line. Being written about one of the contestants on The Bachelor. Like, Emily is ripe to be plucked by The Bachelor. It's
ugh. It makes me shudder a little bit.
It's still gross. Joe is not here to be plucked. He's a person with agency. He's making his own decisions. He's not, you know, it's
Joe
not about
will be
being
the one
ripe.
Doing the plucking for his grocery store.
Remember when Daniel came on Bachelor in Paradise and described the older women as bruised fruit?
I do. Yeah, I do.
The Bachelor has a troubled history with fruit
by
rhetoric.
By older women, he meant women who were over the age of like 28, 27.
I'm just, the Bachelor has this troubled history with fruit rhetoric, and I think they should be a little more careful with how they deploy it. John is 28. He is a software engineer from San Francisco, of course. Where else are they?
Chris Harrison made the claim that John might be the most successful guy they've ever had on the show. He's apparently a successful Silicon Valley guy.
So how do they measure the most successful?
I don't know. There was no precise, there was no detail given. Just he made a wild claim. And I think we can assess it. Like, would we say that a software engineer is more successful than an NFL player?
I mean, it's all very vague, too, because it's like he's a software engineer. And then it says he's a startup company success story.
What's his startup? What is he software engineering for?
Is it his startup? Did he get in on the ground floor of something that blew up? What is it?
Okay, wait. Let's see. SFGate published 2 Bay Area suitors attempt to woo the Bachelorette. Let's see. Anything about John?
You might think we should have done this before taping, but you would be wrong.
He's a programmer, runner, guitar player, and cooking vlog host.
What?
I don't know.
He's a cooking vlog host?
Yes.
John cooking vlog. I need to know what's... I'm not totally sure how this makes him the most successful Bachelor they've ever had. He is cute, though. That makes sense because apparently when he's not working, you can find him wine tasting, playing guitar, or making his world famous banana bread. That sounds more appealing to me than a lot of the guys, except that I don't suffer a man in my home to be better at baking than me. So I'm going to release him out into the world for Becca to date instead.
Wow, you're so magnanimous, Claire.
I know. Next is Jordan. Jordan is the second guy on this bio list who I looked at his photo and was like, that's fake.
I don't think
he's a real person.
He's extremely symmetrical, which makes sense when you learn that his occupation is male model.
He's 26. He doesn't have like pores. And the way that the light is like bouncing off his skin feels
wrong.
He knows
how to find his angles, Claire.
Does he? Was some graphic designer in a lab were they the ones who knew how to find angles, Emma?
Probably a little bit of both. I think there's some, you know, some light editing happening here.
There's something weird. Like, his face is very round, and his nose is very narrow, and his teeth are very white. And I'm just like, something isn't right.
He is Ken doll. He is a Ken doll.
He's very, very Ken doll-y. It feels like one of those things where, you know, people would say like, oh, if Barbie was real, she'd be 7 feet tall and her head would be the size of a watermelon. This is, I feel like I'm being shown like, this is what it would really look like if Ken were real. It's not so great, is it? Don't you regret wishing Ken looked like this?
It's confusing because Robbie also looks like a Ken doll. And Robbie might be dethroned as IRL Ken doll.
And
I don't mean that as a compliment.
I'm not into either of them.
No, absolutely not.
Although, who knows? I still haven't seen Jordan in person. Maybe.
According to Chris Harrison, Jordan spends a lot of time talking about being a male model and how hard it is.
Ooh. See, this is the kind of thing where we would really benefit from the Q&A. Remember Daniel's Q&A? What was all about how, like,
the Lambo?
He's a model and he has a body like a Lambo. That's what I want from Jordan. And instead, I'm getting this bland, Jordan turned his good looks into a professional modeling career when he's not posing for magazine shoots. Jordan enjoys kayaking and running. I don't care. I want to know how much of a douche he is about his modeling.
Oh, well, Chris Harrison also said he is like a character out of Zoolander. So I'm excited to meet Jordan.
Oh, my God. And he's excited to sprint to the finish line with The Bachelorette. I'm sorry, I'm just going to stop reading.
He runs.
Because what's the point?
He's a runner.
Camille is 30. Is it Camille? You watched the announcement.
I think it's Camille.
Okay. He is a social media participant model, and he was born in Poland and immigrated with his parents when he was 5.
A lot of immigrant stories in these little bios.
He learned English by watching cartoons.
It's charming.
And he also does real estate.
And modeling.
He is pretty cute. He's more, I'm more down with Camille's face than Jordan's.
Me too.
But my favorite thing about Camille is that we learn that we can't ask him to get his hands too dirty because he has a terrible fear of spiders. Because when there's a spider,
that.
What you do is you smash it with your bare fingers and then you rub it all around.
There are a lot of things that make your hands dirtier than dealing with a spider. I don't see the connection.
Okay, I think they worked backwards from the terrible fear of spiders. And they were like, what does that mean? Can't ask him to get his hands dirty. Because you know when you swat a spider with your fingers and then you rub it on your face.
No one swats a spider with their fingers.
Apparently.
You take a little piece of toilet paper or a napkin or a shoe and you smash it with that.
I think whoever wrote these bios
never killed a spider.
I think this is like that thing when it was like an MRA Reddit thread or something where all these men revealed that they basically thought that only women use the toilet seat because they just perched on the rim to go number two. It's like one of those moments when it's like, oh no, you've been doing it way wrong and no one ever told you until now, but you don't kill spiders with your fingers.
Oh God. Camille also apparently has a fitness website where he offers training and diet plans. So
yeah, and he's going to be able to retire by 40. He's going to retire by 40 with this entrepreneurial spirit. Next is Leo. Leo is a 31-year-old stuntman, and he has a cascade of the most beautiful raven curls.
Sugar Bear hair is already reaching out to him for sure.
I'm like not a big man bun or long hair guy.
Are you into this?
I am mesmerized by it. It's so lustrous.
He has a Fabio look about him.
No, I don't see it.
You don't see the Fabio hair?
Well, the hair is long, but it's Fabio's hair was always, I thought, long, but not that great. You know? I don't know.
I think this has a similar vibe.
Apparently, he usually wears it in a messy bun.
See, I think I would prefer it in a bun than I do down.
No, I really look forward to seeing it in a bun. I'm really excited for that this season.
All I can think about is the guy from the season of Unreal whose whole thing was that he had a man bun.
Someone's got to represent.
Yeah.
He's
a stuntman, which is kind of cool.
And he also does construction with his family. And that hair has been growing for 10 years.
One would assume he's had it trimmed along the way.
I'm sure that's probably why it looks so healthy.
Yeah, there needs to be upkeep.
You've got to trim it.
There are no dead ends on that beautiful mane.
Probably lovingly snips them every morning just to be sure. Lincoln is 26. He is an account sales executive, and he is originally from Nigeria. He moved to Boston when he was a teenager.
Okay, we have to talk about Lincoln. First, Lincoln was one of the guys who came out and called Arya Wanker.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I really liked him. But then, have you been following the things that have been written about Lincoln?
No, what?
Okay. Apparently, per some of his ex-coworkers, Lincoln, this is really fucking weird and gross. Lincoln thought toilets were unsanitary, so he would shit on the bathroom floor of his office bathroom and build a mound of toilet paper, like, on the ground, take a shit on it. Multiple of his coworkers have, former coworkers have said this.
I'm literally speechless.
This is a source quote to Life and Style. I saw this guy with his pants around his ankles with toilet paper on the ground, and he's going to the bathroom on the toilet paper. I kind of double took and couldn't really understand what I was seeing. Either the next day or the day after that, I walk in, he's doing it again. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. When I told my buddies, they were like, what? They didn't believe me. So I snapped a picture from when you walk in just to kind of prove it to them, not knowing that the guy is going to be on a TV show two years later.
A few things. That's obviously really gross. Second thing, what the fuck? Why are they taking photos of someone in the bathroom?
I don't know. No. I think it was like of the toilet paper, not of him. Well, he was like, I think he would do this in a stall.
Right. Like, I don't know. I don't think people should be doing that. I'm going to say I'm not on their side for that.
For taking photos. Sure.
I don't know. This all just seems really private. And like, I don't feel like they should be writing news stories. I don't know. Like, this whole thing makes me really uncomfortable. That's so private.
It's also, like, what is going on there?
Well, okay, for one thing, in a lot of parts of the world, people don't use toilets. And it's probably, he didn't live in the U.S. until he was a teenager. So probably he's really accustomed to a whole different, maybe not.
We have no idea.
We have no way of knowing. Like, and I'm not an expert on that sort of thing. But a lot of places when you travel have a whole different setup that does not involve, like, sitting on a toilet. So,
I mean, we have no idea.
But it seems so private. Like, I don't want to weigh in on that. Why would they talk about that to the newspaper?
I think it was from a Reddit thread.
Jesus.
After it was leaked, after people saw him, and after the final rose. Apparently it was a thing that had to be escalated to HR because he was leaving his feces for the custodian to clean up, which is also not fair.
That's
to that
not great.
Custodian.
I'm, like, deeply shaken. I'm so uncomfortable.
Okay, but Lincoln was named for Abraham Lincoln, which is kind of cool.
So, pro, named for Abraham Lincoln. God,
shit's on the floor. And
he would love to have a big family to make his mom proud.
That's sweet.
I hope Becca feels the same way. Next is Mike. Mike is a 27-year-old sports analyst from Cincinnati, and he went to Notre Dame.
He also has long hair and also looks like a Lifetime movie villain.
Yeah. But he would be more like, he would be more like the popular bro who's also like hippy dippy.
Yeah, he'd be like, I'm so like chill and alternative.
Yeah. I always meet like the coolest girls in yoga.
He loves horse races and state fairs. Also festivals. Do you think like festivals of all kinds, specifically music festivals?
I think he loves all the
Renaissance
things.
Festivals.
I bet he loves parades too. Like all the things that in theory are good, but that normal people actually hate being at. Mike loves those things. He's like,
he
I love crowds of people. I love heat. I love they're not being clean bathrooms.
That's sweet. I would like to see photos of his bulldog, Riggins. Riggins is a great dog name. I'm sure they're on his Instagram.
I wonder whether when they say he's a football analyst, if that means that he's like on air or if there's some sort of thing where you work for a football team and you're like, you should recruit this guy. But wouldn't they call that a recruiter? Nick, help me. What do you think they mean by football analyst? Do you think he's on TV?
He is a sports analyst with Pro Football Focus.
Pro Football Focus. Anyway, this is a very Notre Dame thing to major in accounting and computer applications and then work in football.
Cute little dog. Cute dog.
Everyone look up a photo of his dog. And next up is
Nick.
Nick.
27, an attorney.
Nick looks like his attorney would use an affluenza defense for him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he looks like an 80s movie villain.
Yeah, he's very blonde, little washed out, and he apparently in real life is a fun-loving attorney with a zest for life.
When he's not winning trials, you can catch him in his signature tracksuits. Oh, no.
Yeah, this was all going so well.
No.
And then we get to signature tracksuit. If you feel like you need a signature tracksuit in order to be memorable, like, get some more self-confidence.
No one needs a signature tracksuit, Claire.
No. No one wants to be around someone with a signature tracksuit.
Nick, you need to rethink some things.
He is a self-proclaimed weekend warrior.
That is the exact same phrase used earlier.
He loves brunches, barbecues, and the beach.
Everyone loves brunches, barbecues, and the beach.
I honestly, like, I can't nail down my conception of Nick. Those three sentences all seem like different people to me.
He's just like a chill bro who loves barbecuing on the beach and also winning trials and also wearing signature. Does he wear signature tracksuits to the beach barbecues?
I mean, where else would he wear that?
I don't know where you wear a signature tracksuit, Claire.
Ideally, nowhere.
Nothing in my life involves the ability to wear a signature tracksuit.
That is also like a very 80s movie villain thing to do. Of like, oh, this silk tracksuit? Yeah, it's designer. Emma, are you looking him up on Instagram?
I'm not. Nick, you know, should I try to find his signature tracksuit?
I'm sure we'll see. We'll find them eventually.
Maybe he'll wear one to a rose ceremony if he makes it past week.
Maybe
one.
He'll wear it the first night. That's an
a gimmick.
Intro. Next is Ricky, who is in a bow tie and a maroon bomber.
Well, he's kind of cute.
He is cute. He is 27 and an IT consultant.
Some people were not a fan of the bow tie. I like a grown man in a bow tie. I think it's cute.
It is. And now that Tucker Carlson has backed away from the look, I think it really
opens up the space.
Yes.
But it like adds a little flair.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of combining the bow tie and the bomber.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. Wow, you made a choice there, didn't you, Ricky? He created a successful online personal training company. Another guy who's going to be retired by 42.
Left Wall Street to go be a fitness trainer. Wow.
Yeah. And he dreams of finding a woman who can keep up with his lifestyle and be his best friend first and lover second.
So I assume he wants a best friend who will completely conform to his life.
Yeah, she needs to keep up with his lifestyle, which is, it's unclear to me what that is.
Because all we know is that he loves personal training.
Yeah.
And Wall Street.
Maybe he wants her. Maybe that's like a veiled way of saying that she needs to be in outstanding shape.
I'm sure they're all starting from that baseline, let's be clear. Next, we have Ryan, who is the banjo guy from After the Final Rose. I thought he was very cute. I liked the banjo thing. I thought it was endearing.
Yeah, that photo is not flattering.
No, but I feel like he's on a campaign to be Wells. He looks a little Wells-like. He has that, like,
he's like,
I'm a little quirkier than most of the guys on this show, but not actually quirky.
His look here is Wells, but not hipster.
Not hipster at all. With no edge. Wells without the edge and style.
Wells in just a plain sky blue button down and no hat.
But we know that he plays the banjo, so I think that's why I'm like, going there.
Another guy who seems to have enjoyed a comfortable life. He is a Cape Cod native who plays in a bluegrass band with his family, and he has a passion for sailing. I cannot relate to that.
No, me either.
He can't wait to make the Bachelorette his first mate. Well, you know what? Why not the captain, Ryan? Why can't Becca be the captain?
Because a Bachelor intern wrote this bio.
Okay, you know what? That's fair. Next is Trent, who is 28 and a realtor. I cannot hear the name Trent anymore without thinking of the character from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. So in my mind...
Oh, that's not a great association.
No, it's a negative association. But
he doesn't really look like Trent.
No. I'm sure that I will develop new neural pathways that will allow me to think of Trent as an animal lover from Carroll, Iowa, who moved to Florida to pursue a career as a realtor and model. Another realtor and model. We have at least two realtors slash models, because Camille is also.
Well, it's just a, you know, a common career combination.
Realtor is like the Bachelor catch-all. Like, is your primary interest not making you enough money? What if you were also a realtor?
I definitely know people who do that in New York, too, because it is a career that has flexibility that you can do in a limited capacity.
And I'm just going to throw this out there. If you're a realtor in New York, as far as I can tell, you just make thousands of dollars all the time for doing nothing. Not that I'm, like, scarred from my enormous broker's fees for apartments that I found myself on the internet. He has been on the cover of romance novels.
Claire, this is right up your alley.
He doesn't look familiar to me, so I don't know. Maybe he
specializes... Which romance novels are you on the covers of, Trent?
Yeah, maybe he specializes in, like, contemporary stuff, like The Billionaire's Bride. I'm more of, like, a The Duke's Companion sort of person. And he apparently has Midwestern charm that we're going to see. Wow.
Wow. So much to look forward to.
You know what? I think we're going to hit our timeline for, like, thanks to The Bachelor's new boring bios, we are coming in right at our target time.
Yeah. An hour of me talking is me having very little to say.
the last... but not least is Wills. He's 29 and a graphic designer. I think if I had to pick someone to marry just from their bios only and photos, it would be Wills.
Oh, yeah. He loves Harry Potter.
And he's an editorial designer. I mean.
Yeah, I'm into this.
This is someone that I would, if I saw it on Tinder, I would swipe right.
He has a really nice navy, like royal blue, suit jacket going mm-hmm. on.
And he's got the invisible tie going on. It's buttoned up, but no tie. Yeah. And you know what? Liking Harry Potter is extremely basic at this point, but at least I would know
Harry
he'd
Potter.
Read a book. I mean, yeah.
It is basic, but...
I would like to see more.
Also, I feel like at this point, there's a lot of people, there's a stunning number of people that are our age that never read Harry Potter.
I know. Greg has never read Harry Potter.
I don't get it.
He says that he's going to read it when he reads them to our kids. And I'm like, I did not obsess over those books for years so that you could read them to our kids. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, please. Put in the work.
We're all going to do it as a family. You can listen to me read the books to our kids. By the way, which one of us in this household has a podcast, Greg, and a mellifluous speaking voice?
Wow, this is clearly a point of contention.
I have a lot of feelings.
But I think at the end of the day, Blake and Wills are my favorites.
Any other? I mean, you saw some of Chris's predictions. I didn't because I forgot. So.
He didn't say much.
Okay. But we heard like a couple people would be drama. Who do you think is going to get the first impression, Rose?
I have no idea because I have no impression of these men.
Yeah.
I would say, just from what Chris said, maybe Garrett.
Yeah. Garrett seemed like a strong contender to me just from the...
Or one of the pro football players. Maybe Colton.
Well, we know she likes a pro football player.
Right.
Wait, did we talk about Garrett? Yeah, there he is. He's out of order. Yeah.
I'd say Garrett and Colton are my picks for first impression, Rose.
Yeah. Although maybe she'll want to lean away from that and go for like sort of a spindly gentleman after her bad experience with her ex.
I don't know. They seem to go for like the people who are their types with the first impression roses.
That's true. Yeah, I think those are good picks. Who do you think is going to get axed night one?
Chris, the sales trainer.
He's the one who, oh yeah. Didn't we hear he's going to be drama?
Night one drama. Oh yeah, night one drama, which, so he'll probably, unless it's really entertaining drama, then he'll go week two. I feel like, you know, like the grocery store guy could go night one. Yeah. Grant, the electrician, could go night one. The guy who has the past with her will probably go week one or two or three. Like, he won't last more than a few weeks.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Nick?
I
see him possibly showing up in a yellow tracksuit and Becca being like, nope, that's not going to do it for me.
Yeah, I don't see him really going far.
I'm just excited. I'm excited for us to get some real material once the season starts because...
Me too. You know what? I'm ready.
This was disappointing. I want the old style bios back next season. I have demands and they will be met.
And ABC will certainly listen to us because they really value our personal preferences.
They really do.
And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our producer, Nick Offenberg.
The new season is starting, so it's time to find Here to Make Friends on Apple Podcasts to subscribe and give us a rating.
A 5-star rating,
of
obviously.
Of course, we deserve it. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, so please like us there. You can find us individually on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Claire E. Fallon.
And I'm at Emma Lady Rose. Or you can always send us an email at heretomakefriends@huffpost.com.
Thanks for listening. We will be back for the premiere with a very special guest.